you.
It's a pleasure hearing from you, too.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Fabulous. Thank you, honey.
It's really a pleasure to have you on our station.
Likewise. It's a pleasure to be on your station.
Oh. Well, I'm going to go ahead and we'll jump into it here. So I understand you have a long history with, you know, the entertainment business as a singer and an actress back in the 60s. And as up to currently as well. You've done shows such as Shindig, Beach Blanket Bingo. You were also endorsed with Dr. Pepper, of which you did, like, you know, many commercials with. You decided between many years, you know, of being in the business, you know, between, you know, 7 and 21, that, you know, you wanted to leave the business. Do you mind, you know, kind of discussing that and maybe why?
Not at all. Okay. That'll be fine.
Okay. So why was the reason that, you know, you had to, you know, kind of depart and, you know, drop from Dr. Pepper?
Okay, well, there were a sequence of events. And first of all, when I turned 21, I had already completed 5 years of my contract with Dr. Pepper, which included traveling extensively for them and all throughout the U.S., and doing all of their advertising, you know, print, television, radio. And shortly after I turned 21, I married. And very soon after that, I lost my mother-in-law.
Oh.
And it was very sudden. And I was actually away on a trip with my manager, who was my adopted father. It's actually a very complicated story, and I'm actually writing my autobiography because there's so many layers to this. But that's the very short version.
Okay.
And I was gone. I was, you know, I was already married a couple of months, and I was still traveling with my manager, who was my, at the time, father, I thought, biological father, and later discovered that he was not. At any rate, it was a very sort of unhealthy situation, and I got a phone call from my new husband saying, you know, that his mother suddenly took quite ill and was in the hospital. And, you know, he advised me strongly to come home, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And my my father, you know, my adopted father, argued with me that, you know, I should finish my work first and then leave. But my intuition said, you know, no, I'm a married woman, and this is a life and death situation, and I have to go.
Absolutely.
So that was a huge conflict. And and when I arrived at the hospital, that was 10 minutes late. She already passed. And so I walked into a very, very dramatic scene. You know, just new to the family, and before I knew it, you know, my first husband lost his mother, and it was very, very, very difficult times. So I decided that my priorities were to be a wife and a mother, and And so, you know, I became pregnant very soon after that. And took a leap of faith, called the CEO of Dr. Pepper, whom I had known. But, you know, I bypassed all other channels, which I'm sure just wasn't the norm. And I went directly to the CEO and just wanted to tell him, you know, I'm in a very difficult situation here. I've served the company for 5 years, and I've had a, you know, full-blown career traveling with my father, and my priorities have changed, and, you know, I want to raise my own child and you know, devote myself to being a wife and a mother.
Absolutely.
So he was very amicable.
Yeah.
He was very amicable. And, but it led to a whole, you know, string of events, which, you know, I'm going to be writing about, because of the conflict that I had with my family, since my money basically supported the family of five.
Oh.
And it was just a, you know, some people would say, Diane, that it's, oh, it's a product of the times, but we're talking the 60s. We're talking revolutionary times. And yet there is, you know, traditional family style, or as in my case, my mother was second generation immigrant and from Eastern Europe. Mm-hmm. And was really looking for, you know, a better life. And it's like I said, it's a very long, complicated story, which I'm writing about. And the good news is that, you know, intertwined in all of this was my passion for singing. And that really kept me grounded, kept me in the present. Sort of balanced out all of the inequities of, you know, my family life. And then to just cut to the chase, you know, I married a man who was in music, and so I always had a piano in my living room, and, you know, I've always turned to the piano and song for solace and, you know, a way of expressing myself, but I've been doing that in private for many, many years now, many moons.
Oh.
And now it's time to step out again.
Right. That was, you know, definitely very personal. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate that. And
you're welcome, honey.
But now, you know, 42 years later, you know, you decided to come back with a new album. It's called Love It Away, with several songs you have written, right?
Yes.
And a few covers as well.
Yes.
So now that you've been, you know, in LA for about 2 months, you know, moved from Hawaii.
Yes.
Can we expect maybe any live performances from you in the near future?
Oh,
a tour, or
I'm certainly looking forward to performing, and it's been forever. But you know, one of my latest goals is reaching out to various musicians that I know and asking them, where are you playing, so I can see, you know, where they play.
Absolutely.
Because when I used to live in Los Angeles many years ago, you know, I'm familiar with certain places. Some are non-existent, but some of them are still here. And like one of my favorite places is McCabe's, which is in West Los Angeles, and it's a great venue, and I'm going to check into that. But, yeah, I'm going to be looking around and seeing what's out there and where I can call home, you know, if or like, or just see where I can begin to get the feeling for connecting with people, because I've mostly been in the studio for the last year.
Oh, okay, so we've been recording even more on the way.
Yes, yeah, well, especially when I decided to move from Hawaii after living there for 15 years and coming back to Los Angeles, it was a very emotional decision. So, you know, my roots always tell me, go back to your music, and, you know, that's how you touch your own heart. So I went in the studio, and of all things, I think it's ironic that Elvis songs started coming to mind. And when I thought about leaving Hawaii, there's an old Elvis song called "Loving You" that just spoke to me. And so I went in the studio with some Hawaiian guitar players, actually, and ukulele players. Mm-hmm. And then I had been thinking about doing something for Christmas, and so another Elvis song came to me, "Merry Christmas, Baby," and I started conceiving it in Hawaii. But then I was traveling a bit over the summer, and was in Los Angeles and met up with some musicians and went in the studio here, put that down, and liked it so much that now that's hopefully something that your listeners will be listening to over the holidays. And then,
absolutely.
During the 80s, I used to go in the studio quite a bit during my my divorce. I sort of opted for that from therapy, because again, music was my refuge. So I did an Elvis song back then that nobody's ever heard. I sang "One Night," and it's a pretty authentic version of it. So I put together an EP, and I'm calling it Donna Does Elvis in Hawaii. And, you know, it's a sort of a cool holiday, but a little bit of Hawaiian and very much Elvis feeling. With a cover that my daughter, my youngest daughter, Katie, and her graphic company designed for me. And I think it came out really well. So, and a rare vintage photo that nobody's ever seen of me when I was a teenager.
Oh, nice. So we get to see.
I'll have to send you one of those.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe
so
you can see it online.
Nice.
If you go on my website, DonnaLauren.net, you can find it. If you go on iTunes or Amazon, or my gosh, there's about 40 different sites that will be carrying it for download and sale over the holiday season, and then continuing it because, you know, there's one Christmas song and three others, so it'll just keep going.
And I'll definitely a long list of songs on YouTube. Taking a look at it, I mean, there are very, very many songs that you have written and sang. I'm blown away by that.
because you're an artist as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely, I am. I happen to be, yeah, for like 10 years.
Wow.
So.
Then you know what it feels like.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Is there anything that, you know, you would like to share with, like, new and up-and-coming artists or bands that, you know, maybe are having, you know, some issues kind of maybe right now in the business and they're coming up? What is maybe some suggestions that you can throw out there for them that, you know?
First of all, when you have music inside you that you need to express, you know, you've got to find a way of doing it. There's no magic formula, but you just, I think there's a divine plan for each and every one of us. And if you open up yourself to that, and allow that, you know, energy to come to you, you know, you'll find your way. And then I really feel like focusing and not really being tempted by too many distractions from that, you know, albeit you have to be responsible for your life, you know, and music may not be the thing that pays the bills at this point, but it's a time on planet Earth for creativity and expression of love, and you know that will be our salvation and our preservation for this poor planet that's been through so much destruction. So you know, staying focused and you know, not allowing the negativity to distract you from expressing yourself that way, no matter what, you know. Try not to succumb to negativity.
Absolutely.
And be true to yourself. Always try and be true to yourself. Give yourself the respect and honor your feelings, and you know, and I think it'll take you a long way. I mean, if no matter how long this life gives you, you know, make it as rich and full and filled with as much love and self-expression that you can.
I can completely agree with that, and that's the way to go, is to be, you know, love what you do, keep going, be passionate, don't give up. With that, I'd have to say, you know, thank you, Donna Lauren. It's been really a pleasure speaking with you tonight. And if you would like to come back anytime, I would love to interview you again.
That sounds marvelous. I wish I was right around the corner from you, Diana. Give you a big hug.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate
Honestly,
it. And
the feeling is mutual.
Oh.
You're a pleasure.
So, guys, if you want to check out Donna Lauren, I believe you have your own site, right? DonnaLauren.net, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, very good. And she's all over YouTube. She has, you know, pretty much any site. You check her out, and she's on it. I appreciate it, Donna. You have a lovely night, and we hope to hear back from
you
again.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Thank you, dear. Good night, dear. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Aloha. Aloha.